If it's 10 o'clock on Saturday morning, it must be time for This Week in Waukesha. I am your host, Alderman of the Airwaves, Don Brown, coming to you live from the offices of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, also known as the Walk Radio Studios in the NAMI building here at 217 Wisconsin Avenue, right around the corner from Theodora Humans Park. Now, listen closely, everybody. Next Saturday, This Week in Waukesha will be moving to 8 a.m. and we'll be broadcasting from the Waukesha Farmers Market here in downtown. So it'll give Crudy and the rest of the parent company a chance to retrofit my offices here and put the resort in, because this is the Mar-a-Lago of the Midwest, where we believe in making America greater than it ever was, is making Waukesha greater than it ever was. And we got some young people here today and their coach slash teacher that's going to tell you more about that. So, but first news, big shout out to Katrina Cafe. That's where I got my coffee this morning, and it was fantastic. So new business opened up in January by some Carroll University graduates. So go check them out right down the street there from Rochester Deli. They're on Broadway. So thank you again. And in sports, the Waukesha South JV Blackshirts beat Muskego at Muskego thanks to a game-winning RBI by Vinny Capoletti-Mahalos, knocking in Evan Stout to best the Third Reich. I mean, the Warriors of Muskego, 6-5. So women's soccer had a big night on Thursday for senior night, winning 12-0. They called the game at halftime in observance of the slaughter rule. Congrats to the girls as they are playoff bound. They face Madison East on Tuesday. Your Madison East, Jason. May 31st at 7 p.m. Go Shirts. Woo-hoo! And speaking of playoffs, congrats to the South, Waukesha South, varsity boys track team for winning sectionals. Way to go. So, and speaking of playoffs and speaking of champions, it is my honor to have on the show the undefeated state champion Waukesha South esports team with their coach, Andrew Yep. And three of the five players are here today. So, CJ Ziegler, say hi. Talk into the mic.
Hello, guys.
All right. Dante Herrera, say hello.
Hello, hello.
And Penn Cookie Gilchrist, say hello.
What's up, guys?
All right. So, and coach and math teacher, Andrew Yep, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well.
Sounds great. Can you hear him out there, Jason? Everyone sounds great. Thank you so much. Before we start the interview, too, I want to let everyone know, of course, for Memorial Day, we'd love to hear from you. If there's a loved one you'd like us to remember here on the show, just give me a call at 844-967-2789. I have a few that I'd like you to remember. And then also, don't forget, as we wind down May being National Mental Health Awareness Month, to remember a lot of those vets that did come home but are still struggling with a myriad of behavioral mental health issues. You know, please keep them in your thoughts on this weekend. So now, the story begins, as I understand, about a year ago. A group of young students had approached math teacher Andrew Yep about starting an esports team. Why did they approach you, Andrew?
I was the game club coach or advisor. Right?
Okay.
So they knew I had some connection or familiarity with video games and
okay.
was open to that idea.
Fantastic. And who were those? Was it some of these young men here in the room, or was, now we're missing Captain David Johnson and mm-hmm. Lucas Menzer, so they're here in spirit, but
so we had a senior this year, Angel Calderon. He was the one that had approached me to organize a team. He did all the main setup for it, and then
nice.
David
okay.
came on to then head the Rocket League section of the team.
Okay. Neat. So, yeah, I saw that. Like, after winning the state championship, you're now competing in Rocket League action. So tell us a little bit about the Rocket League.
I'm not an actual player myself.
Okay.
But, I mean, some of the students here, it is my introduction to it was this year as well. I think the best description of it would be car soccer. I think what most people, you know, if you put cars and soccer together, you get a great idea of what's happening.
That's cool. All right. Yeah, I think we can work with that. So now, I know one of the team members, Penn Gilchrist, also plays baseball. How do you manage that with a full academic load and your role bouncing between JV and varsity?
Well, it's very difficult, especially with working too. Like, I just have a full schedule all the time. Luckily, where I work, it's pretty flexible.
Where do you work?
I work at Chili's. Yeah,
Chili's, okay.
Chili's on Sunset. All right. Them. but it's very flexible, and I can call off when I need to, and there's a lot of people that work there that can pick up shifts if I need them to. But it's a lot of time management. So.
Yeah, because how often would your competitions would probably be like once or twice weekly, right, when the season is going on?
We usually do once a week, and then we have practice like two or maybe even three times a week. But that's just after school, and it's like for an hour or two. So.
Okay. So, because I was never very good at video games, and I came from that era when we went to an arcade to play. Actually, kind of cool. So, in fact, a good chance to recognize that new bar that opened up called Brewcade, because it is that. For those of us who grew up in the 80s, it's that walk-in arcade experience, except now it has a bar, and you can drink, and we're allowed to drink. And but there's also some great games there. They should do something with the esports team here as a promotion. That would be pretty cool. But it's neat. It nails it. But it was never that great at video games. So what's a typical practice like? CJ, fill us in. Talk close to the mic here. You defer to Penn? Okay, all right.
Yeah, we're definitely better at that. Okay, so typical practice is usually warm up, maybe play some games, and then do some replay review, which is basically we watch games that we have already played and see what we can do better. So it's a lot of team building and being able to criticize other gameplay with being able to take gameplay criticism too. So.
Okay, nice. So, and maybe Dante can answer this. No, what kind of coach is Coach Yep like? What's his style?
Yeah, he's pretty tough, you know. No, he's really relaxed. He likes letting us do more of the heavy work, it seems.
Okay. Do you guys do the heavy lifting then?
Yeah. We do the heavy lifting. You know?
All right. Wow.
I'll tell you, the first time they did. What is it? We had a competition before the actual regular season started.
Okay. Oh wow.
And it was a state. What was it? It was the battle border battle.
Yep.
Okay.
So this was against like we were going to compete against the Minnesota some Minnesota. Oh no, we were. I forget. What
it was first. It was Wisconsin teams to qualify for the border battle. Most of the Wisconsin, I think all the Wisconsin teams were in the league that we were about to play in. Okay. So.
But then,
so it was like a battle of the bands then kind of deal.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, all right.
And so we competed, and literally that first game, like we got to the venue, they did a warm up practice, recorded what they did, and they went over a play by play all on themselves. Like they organized, and they were all critiquing the captain. And his
nice.
Play.
Wow.
And being able to observe, like, you know, teenage you know, players, being able to take that criticism and reflect and, you know, be a team player and try to improve upon the practice. Definitely, you know, I saw something. This is something great. Definitely solidified my choice in, like, I was like, this is a great activity for our students.
That's terrific. Yeah, because I remember, I can't remember how many years ago, but I was in a hotel in business while I was watching Brian Gumbel's Real Sports on HBO, and he did a segment on, it was either Damon College or Brian Stratton's affiliate in Chicago, and they developed this esports program, and it's now Division One. I'm sure you guys. So when I heard that you Salt was forming a team and that you guys were doing really well, I was pretty excited. But question is esports in your collegiate future? Are there scholarship possibilities, especially with a state title on your resume?
I guess I could answer this because I have
this
already.
This is Penn
gotten,
Gilchrist, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, I call him Cookie.
I've already gotten a few offers from colleges on like being
no
able
way. That's
to
hot.
Do esports.
Can
and,
you say who they are? Or is that? Or
yeah,
like...
Edgewood College and Wisconsin Lutheran College have both reached out to me. So I'm going to be like touring those and seeing what's up with that. But there's definitely scholarships.
Sure.
And as long as your grades are up, there's even more scholarships for that too.
Sure.
So.
Yeah, and those are great schools. But if like UCLA or Miami University comes calling, and
that would be crazy. But
the beach is walking distance from campus.
Yeah.
You're going to take that one pretty seriously, huh? So that's good. Now, do the Badgers have like a...
Madison does have one. Yeah. They actually just won the Wisconsin Collegiate Rocket League Championship.
Okay.
So they're a pretty good team.
Do you get to play against collegiate competition?
We are in the collegiate server. As a high school team, we try to do scrimmages against college teams. We have already scrimmaged some college teams, but yeah, we're able to do that.
Wow, this is fun. And I understand, like I said, I know we're going to go to a break in about a minute, but you have a recording of that championship moment when you guys beat the Mighty Knights of Oak Creek to win the state title, right? So when we come back, Jason, that's okay if we, and Connor, if they play the recording in the, it's pretty cool. It's kind of like, you know, kind of like Al Michaels, you know? Do you believe in miracles? Yes! So anyway, how are we doing on time there, Connor and Jason? 2 minutes. Oh, so we got some time. So actually, let's do, how long is that segment?
I don't know how long it is for like the...
Well, we'll cue it in after the break, so, right. But... So do the practices take place at the school then, or do you go to each other's houses? Like, how does that work?
For practices...
Or is it virtual?
It's mostly virtual. It's from our own houses.
Sure.
Sometimes we try to go to Tier 1, which is the place that we do our games.
Okay.
But we're not always able to, so...
Sure. And now, is this also inspired by what was going on with COVID, or was this something you guys always wanted to do?
Well, esports...
I knew it started last year.
Yeah,
and there were
esports
still some restrictions.
Recently has been on like a rise, especially in collegiate settings.
Yeah.
It's a lot more popular, and you can even like you can get scholarships from it. So it's definitely something I've wanted to do for a while. So
sounds great. Well, hey, we have much more to talk about with this fine group of talented young men and their coach, Mr. Andrew Yep. So please don't go away. Lots more to talk about on this week in Waukesha on this beautiful Memorial Day weekend. Stick around. And enjoy some New Order.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret.
And we're back this week in Waukesha. And that was the Battle of the Green Beret. In honor of this Memorial Day weekend. And again, we invite any of you to call in if there's somebody you'd like us to remember that gave their lives in service to our country. Number is 844-967-2789. And in a different kind of battle, a virtual battle, we have again our undefeated state champion, Waukesha South esports team. You can hear me okay, right, Jason? Fantastic. I can't hear me. Oh, there we go. Thanks, Connor. But... Real quick, one of the people in attendance, one of the fans, is Dante's father, Luis, and he just handed me a really cool... Come on here, Luis, so we can see in the live stream.
Yeah.
He just showed me on his phone, did you know this year there will be 84 million viewers of esports? That's higher than the 79 million MLB viewers, that's Major League Baseball, or the 63 million NBA viewers. Still dwarfed by the 141 million NFL viewers, but growing. So stick around. And then... to show you why people view this, CJ is going to come around. He's going to show us. They captured the highlight of that championship moment when your black shirts defeated the now new rivals, the Mighty Knights of Oak Creek. Come on in here. You hit play, and then I'll just put it in front of the screen. Is that all right, CJ?
Yeah.
Or you can do it, actually, if you want to sneak in here.
Yeah, you can do it.
Okay, I can do it. So listen up. Do you believe in miracles? Yes! That is way cool. I wish we had better lighting so we could see these guys embracing each other. The thrill of victory for sure. Thank you, CJ. That was really cool. I'm serious. Lots of fun. Now, during the break, Coach Andrew Yep had told me that CJ's technically not a player, but he fills a very important role to the team, akin to like what I would liken to like a pit boss in car racing. But CJ, tell us what the value you bring to the team and really how they couldn't have won it without you.
CJ Ziegler. I am the live streamer and, I guess, content creator for our Twitch and YouTube live streams.
So you're like the Jason Hafman of the team, right? How do you like that? Jason and Madison, our producer. And Connor Boston combined. So, cool. So, yeah, and, like, that's... You make it sound easier than it really is. So, can someone help me out here? Like, he's being too humble or shy.
Well, Dante also created the live overlays for our stream, which I don't know how to do, but he does, thankfully.
What are the overlays?
So it's basically just like the scoreboard and like some of the stats of the players. I have a little bit of a background in programming, so I was able to use some of that for streaming.
That's really cool. And so there's a lot of technical skills being applied to this. It isn't just those like stereotypical kids at home in the room that should be doing their homework and playing the video games. Like they're building something big here. I mean, this is, you know, you guys are building a rocket ship for as far as we know. So that is really cool. And so you still have to come to all the practices, CJ, right? I mean, you kind of have to coordinate with these guys. Or?
I do it from home. Okay, but hopefully next year I will go to the actual venue.
Sure. Sure. Oh, so wait. Now, where was the state title? Was that in like Madison or La Crosse or somewhere? Because I saw you guys in that room. Where did that take place when you guys beat Oak Creek?
Yeah, that was at North Central Technical College in Wausau.
North Central Technical, all the way in Wausau. Okay, cool. So you were there virtually then, CJ?
Nope.
You were there in person. Yeah, you weren't going to miss that. Yeah. So. Yeah. Fantastic. So, especially, I know there's probably a huge, you know, knowing Penn as well as I do in baseball, there probably was a huge party afterwards then, right?
Oh, yeah. Giant
party. Yeah. Sounds good.
It was pretty exhausted. So. Yeah.
Well, God, well, you deserved it, so that's great. And so, has there been like a pep rally or a big celebration at school yet?
Oh, I mean, yeah. We had like this giant pep rally. The band came in, was playing Saints. You know, it was a big thing.
You're being sarcastic, right?
Yes, completely.
But I'm being serious. Why don't they? They should have that.
I thought they were going to do at least some sort of something. They had a little announcement for us, so that was cool. But
yeah. They did do announcement over the PA system.
That's really cool. And was there like big cheering or? People like were the students turning over cars in the parking lot, or
me and David in there.
Yeah, so. That's cool. They pick you up on your shoulders or anything like that.
No,
they should have. Like that. All right, well, here's what I'm gonna do, because we did this for the basketball team, and we did it for the mock trial team when they won the state championship last year. I'm gonna petition the mayor's office, Mayor Riley, and have them see if they can do a proclamation. So. The whole team and their coach comes to a city council meeting at the beginning of the meeting. It's like right out of the end of, like Bo Richter is asking me about it. What's it like? And it's like the end of Star Wars: A New Hope. You know, they get recognized. You know, so except Chewbacca's not there to, you know, that'll probably be me though.
Oh my God.
So, but you know what's neat was, so we did it for the basketball team because of all the adversity they'd overcome and then how much they accomplished this year. And, you know, like I think half the players were scared to be there because they thought it was like court. You know, I mean, they do have civil court there, but its primary role is city council. These are all outstanding young gentlemen on the basketball team, so that's not what I'm implying here. But it was, I think it was something that was a little nervous. But once they saw what was going on, they were like, wow, this is really cool. This is really neat that the city did this, that they recognized us. And so that should happen for you guys. So I'm going to put a call in on Tuesday morning. It can't be Monday because it's Memorial Day. Although if I do see the mayor on Memorial Day, I'll say, look, you got to do a proclamation. And he's all for it because he loves he used to be a mock trial team coach. So he loves these types of competitions of the mind, right? Yeah. So, but really neat. So I know we have another minute or two before the break, but what else am I missing here in terms of, like, functions? Like, so you're out there playing, right, Penn? You're kind of, are you like Maverick then? You're like in the hot seat or what? Like in Top Gun or?
I mean, not really. I kind of play like a supporting role on the team. Okay. But.
Oh, cool. So because how does that work like in a typical competition? There's like, what, there's four of you playing at a time?
Three of us are playing at a time.
Okay.
We have four people on a team, one for a substitute position.
Okay. So if like, cut me, Doc, or cut me, Mick, right?
Yeah, you need it.
That's it. Yeah. And is it like soccer that if you get yanked, like you can't come back in or you can come back in?
Usually if you're getting yanked, it's because of internet issues, so you probably won't come back.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. Okay. So the technical plays a part.
Yeah.
Yes. Do you worry about like, is there outside like interference or someone trying to like sabotage your, you know?
No, not specifically to me, but I mean, it happens sometimes for other people.
So. Yeah. So...
at the same time defend the whole thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Interesting stuff. Okay. Well, we have some more bills to pay, but we have much more to talk about with our undefeated state champion Waukesha's newest favorite sons. Of course, with respect to our men and women who gave their lives in service of this country this weekend. Really happy to have the esports team here. Stick around. Much more to talk about as This Week in Waukesha continues.
We'll test today, but only three. Win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's.
They left their childhood on every acre. And who was wrong? And who was right, 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 right? It didn't matter in the thick of the fight. We held the day.
Billy Joel's "Good Night Saigon," one of my favorite songs to recognize our Vietnam veterans. And you know, that came out at a time when Vietnam veterans are finally being recognized for their service. You know, for years they weren't treated very well, as many of us know in this country. And so, one of my great privileges as alderman is I got to volunteer for the moving wall presentation we had. You know, the Vietnam Veterans Wall in Washington D.C. has a moving component of it, which I think is even more impressive than what's in D.C. there, because it comes to your town. And each night, like the opening night, Mayor Riley had recognized the 14 sons of Waukesha who'd lost their lives in Vietnam. And then on pursuing nights, different mayors from different area cities in Waukesha County also came, and different veterans all, you know, came as well. And it was very moving and very, you know, I hope we get to do that again. And I highly encourage everyone to participate if we do. So again, thinking of those who gave their lives, and also those who came home but had lost a great deal, and keeping all of you in our hearts this weekend. And again, this is kind of tough. You know, it's a very special and somber weekend, but for me, this is also a real privilege, and I'm having a riot here. I'm having a blast with these young men, our esports undefeated state champions from Waukesha South. And during the break, we mentioned that I was trying to ask what a typical game is like when these guys are doing battle, and there's three going on, and there's a fourth, and that fourth comes in if somebody like gets hurt, you know, figuratively, of course, or they lose their internet. And but there's a language you speak, or there's a different there's like abbreviations, and can you talk about that, Dante? Or
I mean, yeah, it's basically we just try to tell each other where we are on the field, so we try to say it as quickly as possible in case something changes, because Rocket League is such a fast-paced game, and you have to react to so many different variables at the same time.
Sounds great. Hey, are we taking calls, Jason? Because I know Dan Schreier, I think, just tried calling in, our athletic director. His message here is that Andy is awesome. Glad he's on the show.
Oh.
So he didn't say about the players, but no, I'm sure. No,
they're just
Mr. Great. Schreier. Yeah, Dan. Yeah, he's very big on the kids, on the students. Excuse me, on these young men. So, yeah, so any other code or abbreviations or what, like what, Oh, I know what I was going to ask. Better than, actually, yeah, did you, was there any other like a lingo or?
I can't think of anything.
How does it work? So you're taking on one team at a time, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And does someone choose the actual game you're playing, or is that pre-selected before that?
Almost all competitive games are just playing soccer.
Okay.
So there's nothing.
Oh, really? It's soccer?
Yeah.
Okay. Because if it was Missile Command, I'd smoke all you guys. Just putting that out there right now. If we're so.
What was it? During one of the practices, they explained to me that there's different versions of Rocket League, and I was like, what? And the Lucas was explaining to me, like, was there one where like the floorboard breaks?
Yeah, there's one. It's called Drop Shot. Basically, you hit the ball into the floor, and then the floor breaks, and that becomes the goal. So
okay.
You gotta hit it into the floor.
Sure. Sure. Okay. And then, but you can do like Madden or any of those things that have like pro athletes on, because then you got to pay the royalties, right? If you're using that bat. Yeah. Okay, so cool. So it's generic, like, I shouldn't say generic. I'm sure it's a very advanced, well written game. Is that something many of you, like CJ, would aspire to, where you're actually designing the games? Is that part of what you're doing? You're just more on the.
More on the live streaming content live creation.
I definitely am going for game development. There's a game development major at Whitewater, and that's where I'm hoping to go. But that's what it is.
At Whitewater, huh?
Yeah.
They have a great program for that.
Yeah, they have game development major. So
fantastic. Well, they would be foolish not to like offer you a full ride, given what you've achieved so far.
And because
junior, right?
Yes.
Yes. I mean, you're only a junior. You got 1 year left. So, yeah. So, they should be pounding on your door.
Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic. So. And then, what year are you, Dante?
I'm a sophomore.
The sophomore.
Yes.
Excellent. And you know sophomore is it's Latin for wise fool?
I did not.
My mom's a Latin teacher. Then,
you know.
But you know what, though? It's you're having fun doing something you love.
Yes.
And you're also gaining professional technical skills. So hence the wise fool. But that's. And now, CJ, what year are you?
I'm also sophomore.
Sophomore, okay. And now these other guys that are probably still in bed... after a long night of partying, what year is David Johnson and Lucas Menzer?
Junior, they're both junior.
They're both junior. Yep. Yeah, so I mean, it's like you're not losing anybody.
They were really intimidated at the end of the competition. Yeah. Like, wait, none of you guys are seniors, so we're not rotating out.
Yeah,
so.
A bunch of people that were at the state were seniors. So.
Sure. Can you repeat that again, Andrew, on the mic? Like, I just want to make sure everyone hears that again.
They're all seniors. At the end of the competition, at state competition, some of the players were worried because they were like, none of you guys are rotating out. You're going to be there back next year.
Like, see, you guys are going to walk in a room and everyone's just going to panic. And they're just going to like. And then, Luis, you'd heard somebody observe something. Like, it was a chime in here that some of the feedback from one of the fans or maybe about how well these guys play together, like the just the mojo they have, the synchronicity.
So what they were saying is these guys have a special chemistry, and I think that's really important. You were saying that Cookie was saying that he's in the back sometimes backing up, very important role, but the way that they play together is they know where everyone is on the what is it called,
the field, the pitch,
whatever it is, right?
The pitch, I love it. I feel like I'm back in Ireland with my family.
I mean, they're just like the Beatles. It's amazing. So, yeah.
The Beatles, yeah. Because I was thinking these guys should be the Fab Five, you know, when you include CJ. So, or we got to think of a great. You guys are like the Four Horsemen of the, like, what was Notre Dame had this legendary backfield, and they're called the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse. So we got to come up with a name. You know, maybe the Cookie Monsters or. All right. Well, we'll work on that because, you know, you guys are living legends. You guys are, you know, this is really cool. And especially, again, you know, thanks to Luis, we have all this data. There's, you know, 79 viewers of eSports. 79 million, excuse me, 79. That's my show viewership. No,
79 viewers, let's go.
So,
watching,
79 million viewers. I mean, you got, it's like... We're gonna be seeing you guys like in faces in the crowd in Sports Illustrated or like a feature or cover of Sports Illustrated.
Yeah, exactly.
Heck with faces in the crowd. You guys are the household names. So, but that is that's terrific. So hey, we talked about other possibilities to recognize this amazing team, and I'm thinking and Dan Schreier, if you're still listening, like you know having him come out at halftime of a football game, maybe the first game, which is the alumni day. I think that'd be really cool. Get some, you know, some alumni checks while you're there. You know, these guys, they give a great presentation. So maybe even set up in the tent there, as well. You know, while they're enjoying adult beverages, you guys could really rock their world. So, and then during Waukesha Unlocked, we're throwing this out that we're inviting the esports team maybe to come in and do a demo while we're inviting people to come view Waukesha, maybe have you here in the studio. I mean, the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown. So that's terrific. So, but you guys can't rig elections, right? No. I'm just kidding. Forget I said that. That was not. I think Jason just censored me there. I hear my mic cutting in and out. Jason?
You're taking some liberties today, Don, but it's been a
I'm
fun show.
I'm taking some liberties.
It's
that's
been a
right,
fun show. So. It's good.
Yep. No, forget I said. Scratch that. So, but no, but it's cool, though, the things that you guys are learning probably has applications in other areas of technology, security and, well, yeah, integrity of our elections. So, but very neat. And so what do your other teachers think of this esports thing? Is it they think it's, are they supportive or do they think, dominating their time? They're not focused on English or social studies or...
I'd probably say most
sciences.
Of my teachers have been supportive, at least the ones that know of it are pretty supportive. They aren't like,
sure,
like you're missing homework or whatever, because I don't miss homework. I'm such a good student.
Sure.
But yeah, everyone's pretty supportive of it, so it's pretty cool.
Very cool. That's neat. And one thing, who designed the logo again? They have their own unique logo that I think would look cool on the football helmet even. They're all pointing at Coach Andrew, but Andrew's pointing at Dante. These guys really are like the Beatles. They're like a laugh a minute. This is classic.
Yeah, like Dante, we originally had something else, and I was like, oh, man, it was too colorful, so we couldn't put it on a shirt. And Dante came up and showed me this one, and I was like, it's perfect. It was like two color, right, black and red. And then I mentioned, that's pretty cool that you like secretly put like two hands in it. And he just looked at me and like, what are you talking about?
Get that trademark. Get that trademark. Yeah, absolutely. So when we come back from the break, we're gonna have one of the players come around so you can at least see this logo, and then So how are we doing on time, gentlemen? I think we're winding. Yep. Okay. So yeah, we have a few more bills to pay, and then stick around for the final segment of the show. Lots to talk about with these bright young men, what they've achieved so far, and the bright futures they have ahead. And, of course, their amazing coach and teacher, Andrew Yep. Don't go away. This Week in Waukesha continues.
I'm going to feel like that.
Oh, can you put it on?
On this Memorial Day weekend. This Week in Waukesha continues again on this beautiful, gorgeous weekend as we remember those men and women who gave their lives in service to our nation. And we're back with the undefeated state champion Waukesha South Blackshirts esports team. And I want to show whoever's on the live stream what the logo looks like, and we can kind of describe it. Or maybe Coach Yep, if you could describe what I think it's really cool. So.
Yeah. So you definitely see, right, that S that's hidden there. But, like, first thing I noticed, right, I'm always looking for some, making sure as a teacher, making sure there's no hidden messages in there, right? So, and I see the two hands.
Death, too. No,
yeah. So, like, I see the two hands of there. I'm like, Dante, did you intend to put those two hands in there? And he's like, I don't know what you're talking about. What two hands? Yeah. I'm like, dude, there's clearly two hands. And I'm not the only one who's seen these two hands before.
Sure.
CJ can back me up. I think his old
and
hands.
Then you got the headphones. Yeah.
And the headphones and the wings.
Yeah.
It's good.
So, and it looks really cool against, like on their jersey, there's like a red background. So it looks really neat on that. So, but during the break, we were also Coach Yep was talking about the they've got quite a playbook of signature plays. And what was the first one you wanted to ask about, Andrew?
So, when they were first playing, they would say, like, I'm flip reset or a double tap or, aerial. They would say these things as they're playing. Communication is so important in any game, right? So,
yeah.
So they would, and I think that's really what made this team is that they're willing to communicate. They're always talking to each other as they play.
Yeah.
And when they're playing, like, they will communicate exactly. That's it.
Because you're all playing the same game. It's not like you're playing against one guy and you're playing against one. So there's a lot of coordination going on. That's neat. And so what was one of the, there was another cool name you had for a play.
Okay, so yeah, the flip reset, which
the
is,
flip reset, I love
such
it.
It's such a cool play because yeah. So you jump off the ground for a ball yeah. that's okay. floating in the air,
sure.
And instead of hitting the ball with like the top of your car to just get like a good hit, mm-hmm. you flip your car around so that it hits the bottom of your car where your wheels are,
right.
And it actually acts as a surface,
okay.
So you get another jump from the ball.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so pretty cool. That's neat. Yeah. So cool. Any other cool plays that are worth mentioning?
David gets really excited.
Are we giving away proprietary? Yeah. When what? Taps
double
or what?
Double tap.
Double tap, okay.
So you hit it to... So the field is actually like a box, basically.
Sure.
So there's walls all around and there's a ceiling.
Yep.
So you can go to the ceiling, you can hit the ball off the walls. And one of the plays that David does a lot is he hits it to the back of the other goal and then he taps it from the back of the wall into the net.
Very cool. Wow. So that's some really cool highlights then that we're watching.
Yeah.
Very neat. That's great. And now, are there any other like combinations or names you guys have for each other? Like, I'm thinking of Talladega Nights, the legend Ricky Bobby. They're Shake and Bake, and then the Magic Man. Any fun names like that?
Or, we got the Flying Eagle.
The Flying Eagle. I love
the greatest play of all time.
Let's hear it.
Everyone goes into the air at the same time, and yeah. hopefully the ball goes in the net. That's
nice.
That's the Flying Eagle.
So it's kind of like an alley-oop sort of
yeah,
deal?
Exactly.
Wow. Okay. And some of you guys in the air are just kind of running interference then and
yep.
causing a distraction?
Yep.
Neat. So, yeah, there's definitely an aerial component, not just the ball, but the vehicles or the players are also skybound.
Oh, you yes. can't take out the other players too, right?
Like yes. Yeah. There's demolitions, which basically...
Oh, you can... Oh, really? It gets pretty rough in there then, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, can actual, like, fights take place? Like, they drop the... Or do you guys
no,
get off of...
There's no...
Does that happen?
No, only fights...
Does that happen there in the arena where some guy comes over and...
I mean, the way of dropping the glove is basically dropping your controller and just spamming okay. chat with stuff, you know?
Okay.
Just typing it
using
out.
Using that chat.
Yeah.
Okay. But now this is high school sanctioned, right? So you gotta be careful about profanity,
exactly.
right?
Yeah.
So
yes.
you can't really haul off.
Yeah, we can't go.
No F bombs or yes. yeah. Okay, yes. Very good.
So. Rule one. What's rule one?
Oh. Rule one. Oh. Dante, go ahead.
Okay. So basically, it's where two cars like you hit each other like head to head.
Yeah.
And you just stick together.
Okay.
And it's not necessarily a rule like you won't get punished, but
yeah.
it's almost karma in the community.
Okay.
Where if you
it's frowned
break,
upon.
Yeah, if you
yeah.
do
okay.
break it,
okay.
it's like you're disrespecting everyone.
So oh,
it's just
yeah.
respect to stay
yeah.
locked in that position.
Sure, okay.
Yeah, until like a goal is scored.
And that's not your style. Up. You guys don't trash talk. You're more like Magic Johnson, right? You just like
yeah.
innovate and
yep.
blow people's mind. You see people's heads spin and you just kind of smile and laugh and
yeah.
high five and all that neat stuff. Yeah. How fun.
They have nicknames. You should ask them.
Let's hear the nickname. That's what I was getting at.
Nicknames.
Well, we already got Cookie
oh,
for.
Yeah, that's right, the usernames.
Oh, your usernames. Yeah, give me some usernames. Yeah. Oh, we got. They're on the jerseys. Rogue. So Dante is Rogue. I love that. Pen or Cookie? What do you got there?
Maybe it should be Cookie.
Pixler. And then CG.
CJ.
Creative?
CJ.
Yeah. Yeah.
With the 8. CJCR number 8 IVE. That rocks. Great usernames. And those are on the back of the jersey. So. More fun. I love that. So, very cool. Jason's enjoying it. So, Jason, this would be a great thing in Madison, you know, like a big tournament. Do they do anything like that currently in Madison that we know about?
I know in the spring. So, like, there's
okay.
a Rocket League is for the spring, fall
sure.
is Madison. That's where they hold the fall tournament.
Okay.
And that one's for
sure.
Smash Brothers and Overwatch.
Okay. And who are Smash Brothers and Overwatch, for those who don't know?
So, like, yeah. esports is, like, think of it like track and field.
Yeah.
So, like, you have, but then you have these different events. Rocket
yeah.
League is one
okay.
of them. And
so, Rocket League's like the Kentucky Derby then, right?
Right. Or, yeah.
And Smash Brothers
right.
is like the Preakness or the Belmont or something.
Yeah, my family were jumpers, so, like,
yeah.
there's
okay.
a triple jump.
There you
like,
go.
Like, Smash Brothers really? Might be, like, the long jump. Or,
okay.
You know,
that's fun. Side. Okay. I love it. So, do you think that's something we could host in Waukesha? Like, I mean, do we have the space to do, like, a...
Yeah. Well, Carroll does have a venue. I've been in contact with them. We're trying to hopefully work something out.
Okay. That would be neat. Sure. Yeah. All right. Because I do, even though I'm no longer alderman, I still serve on the Waukesha Pewaukee Visitors and Convention Bureau. And we're looking for like really fun events to put together. So
yeah.
stay tuned because it'd be great to have you guys host that, you know, give it your own branded. What's your nickname? Pixler?
Pixler, yeah.
And like Rogue, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So he called the Rogue Invitational. Waukesha. So, good deal. Yeah. Oh, that's, yeah, that would be a really fun thing to do. So now for next year, there's obviously, is there tryouts or you guys are it? And, you know, they're like, don't waste my time if something like, you know.
Next year, we were thinking of maybe doing tryouts, especially okay. if we want to try to do a JV team for Rocket
yeah.
League, because we have a lot more people that are interested in
sure. Oh, yeah.
And, like, have an organization. So we're sure. definitely going to do some sort of
they tryouts. See the rock and roll lifestyle you guys have yeah. now that you're state champs, and they yeah. want in. So I love it. Very cool. That's great. So it'll be a whole, and again, that's where you can also count on support then from Mr. Schreier and the rest of the athletic program and the school. And
yep.
So that's neat. I like that a lot. Wow. Very cool. Now, some of you are going to be seniors next year, right?
Yep.
You and no, junior?
Junior, yes.
Senior?
Junior.
You'll be a junior. Oh, that's right. You're a sophomore, too. Man, it's yep. such a young team. So, but still, you got to be thinking future. And we talked about college. What about after college? What are you thinking? Like, because if you could do this all the time, right? Or could you? Could you see yourself?
Yeah, so there are leagues. Right now I couldn't see myself doing it all the time. But okay. My goal is to hopefully like crack into professional, possibly.
Yeah.
Professional Rocket League, which would be really fun.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's really neat. So, yeah, and why not here? You know, it's Waukesha is considered Milwaukee area is one of those lesser known brain belts. You know, meaning that there is a big technology hub and infrastructure here, and a great opportunity to keep young people local, but still enjoy traveling the world on your tournaments and your business trips related to esports and technology. So something to think about for sure. So now, do you have like home games like here, like people could attend in Waukesha, like when the season starts up again? When does the season start? Is it in the springtime or is it year round?
Well, I mean, our official season is usually springtime.
Okay.
We're seeing if we can do a fall or a summer season.
Sure, sure.
But, it's usually spring.
Okay. And then are there home games that you have, or how does that, or is there just like a neutral meeting ground?
Well, people could go to Tier 1 to watch us play if they want
okay.
to.
And Tier 1's like a website or like an
Tier
online
1
community?
Tier 1 is a venue lounge. That yeah. we go to.
Okay.
So,
neat.
I guess if people want to go there, then that's what they can
okay.
watch us play.
That sounds terrific.
They can also
yeah.
catch the stream too as
yeah.
well.
Yep.
Usually
yeah.
if it's a game.
Okay.
And then CJ will stream it, and then we have student casters as well, student announcers.
Oh, really?
They play, yeah. So another opportunity for students to participate.
And if you need, yeah, and if you need a professional broadcaster, you know, I'd love to. I'd love to take my because I'll be, you know, after this, I'll be driving down to Elkhorn to broadcast my daughter's softball tournament. Because that's what we do. So we have a lot of fun. So, well, terrific. How are we doing on time there, Connor and Jason? 1 minute. 1 minute remaining. So, hey, I want to thank. Coach Andrew Yep, also a math teacher at Waukesha South, and these fine young gentlemen for joining us today, Dante Herrera, Penn Cookie Gilchrist, and CJ Ziegler. And also, just, you know, again, I hope all of you have a wonderful holiday weekend, and I encourage you to attend the parade at 10 a.m. on Monday. There'll be plenty of security. As well as even the service at 9 at Frame Park in the Floral Garden is definitely worth attending. So thanks again, Coach Yep, and the undefeated state champion, Waukesha South Esports. And you know, enjoy your weekend, and congratulations. You deserve all your success, and thanks for making this such a fun show. Bye for now, everybody. Remember, safety is everyone's responsibility, and see ya!